morning, sports investors. How are you doing today? Welcome back to the Fame Rothstein Sports Investing Show, where we discuss the fuss about getting to the bag through sports investing and sports wagering. I am your beloved host, Fame Rothstein, a.k.a. Her of Fame, but you can call me Slur of Fame. And today is Friday, October 7th, 2022. It is about 8:50 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in the beautiful, lovely Queen City, a.k.a. the Republic of Cincinnati. And that makes it about 5:50 a.m. Pacific Time and about 10 minutes till 3 a.m. in Hawaii. But regardless of where you're listening to us from, thank you for listening and welcome back to the show. Now, before I continue, I just want to remind you that if you feel you have a gambling problem, please do not listen to this show. Please contact your state or your local Gamblers Anonymous Association hotline, and hopefully they can get you the services you feel you need. Or you can contact www.gamblersanonymous.org. All right? But those of you who remain, you will become profitable sports investors. Last night didn't happen, though. Speaking of called gambling problem, goddamn. We're like 0 for our last set, 8. You know, I mean, last night was, I don't know, what was that supposed to have been professional football? Remember we talked about not letting your friends from Europe and Africa find out who the bad teams in football were? If you wanted to show them what a good football looked like, you wouldn't show them these teams. You wouldn't have showed your homies that game. Like, damn. I mean, the Broncos going over 10 and a half in the first half. They ain't even scored 10 for the point, for the game. You know, we had the Broncos minus one. They lost. They lost. And we had the game going over 40 points. It barely got to 20. 21 points. 12-9 final. Field goals and man. But we don't dwell on wins. We don't dwell on losses. We keep going. And I've got three today. And we've got to hurry up and get through. That's why I cut down some of my nicknames. Because we got it. Because our first game today is at noon. This is like a college football Saturday. But it's actually postseason afternoon baseball starting at noon. All right. And that would be the Tampa Bay Rays going against the Cleveland Guardians. Got a couple Shanes going tonight. We got Shane McClanahan of the Tampa Bay Rays. Now, he kind of faded late in the year. He was kind of pushing for that NL Cy Young. He might still, or AL Cy, no, he won't still get that. He won't. It should be JV. But, you know, he was in it for a little bit. And he's 12-8 this year with a 2.54 ERA. All right, 0.93 whip. That's third best in the league. And he's going against another Shane. But on this show, we call him Sugar Shane. Sugar Shane Bieber. Big burly right-hander from Cleveland. Now, he was 13-8 with a 2.88 ERA. He kind of had some trouble. Some injury trouble like midway through the season. And you know, kind of, you know, just wasn't as strong as he usually is. But, I mean, he was still, like I said, 13-8, 2.88 ERA, 1.04 whip. He had 198 strikeouts. Like I said, he missed some time. And at home, I mean, both of these pitchers are weird because Clanahan's 3-3 at home or on the road. Bieber's 5-5 at home. Okay, with a 3.22 ERA. All right. Now, here's what we're going to do. Cleveland's favorite at home. Cleveland's favorite on minus 120 on the money line. But I like Shane Bieber's strikeout prop. He is His strikeout pop is over under 5.5, but we're going to take him over. We rarely take unders anyway, but we're going to take him over because in two starts against Tampa Bay, 13 innings, 11 hits, 5 runs, all earned, 1 homer, but 14 Ks. 14 Ks in two starts. That's, you know, that's 7 a game. You know, and in the postseason, you need them flamethrowers. You know, them guys who throwing 95 plus, 97 plus regularly. You need them. You know, you can't nibble in the postseason. The hitting's too good. You got to be able to blow it by people. Every now and then you can. I mean, but remember, Maddux and Glavine, you know, the Braves of the 90s, they only won one World Series. You know, because Maddux and Glavine are nibblers. You know, Smoltz and Avery, those were the ones getting busy in the playoffs because they were throwing shit by people. So we're going to take, so that's what I'm saying, Cleveland's going to be a tough out. We're going to take Bieber over 5.5 strikeouts for the game, okay? And then at 4 o'clock, and then at 4 p.m. Eastern, all times Eastern on the Fame Rothstein Sports Investing Show, we got Toronto hosting Seattle. Okay? Seattle is coming out with Luis Castillo, traded at the deadline from Cincinnati, from the Republic of Cincinnati Reds. I loved him when he was a Reds pitcher. A couple years ago, I took him for the Cy Young, you know, started the year. You know, and he finished, what, 8-6, 2.99 ERA, 167 Ks, 1.08 whip, okay? At home, Luis has been, 12 starts? 73 innings, 87 strikeouts, 7 home runs, you know, 27 runs, 22 earned. I mean, this kid done made himself into the number one starter for Seattle, and I think they re-upped him for some good money, like 10 years for $100 million, something like that. I want to say they re-upped him real good. Might have been 7 years, 168. I forgot what it was, but they re-upped him real good. But regardless of that, he's going against Alek Manoah, who another guy that faded from the American League Cy Young candidacy. He was right there neck and neck with Verlander. Manoah's 16-7. 2.24 ERA, that's pretty solid. Damn good, as a matter of fact. 0.99 whip, okay? At home, 16 starts, 100 innings pitched. He's only given up 8 home runs at home. You know, but he seems to issue a lot of walks at home, especially early. I noticed that about Manoah. You know, he's got one of those exploding sliders, one of those exploding breaking balls. And he's got to kind of find the right slot for that. And he takes a while to do that, maybe the first inning, first couple innings. And I think that's when Seattle jumps on him. I like Seattle. I mean, I know Winkler's out, Jesse Winkler. But, you know, they still got Eugenio Suarez. They still got J-Rod, Julio Rodriguez, who they also re-up. They got a nice little young nucleus, the Seattle Mariners. Hopefully they can keep them all together. But as far as today, we're taking them on the money line. Plus 128. Let me make sure. I thought that's what it says. Okay, where'd it go? There it is. Sorry about that, guys. Yeah.
Oh, plus 118. Bieber's plus 120. Over 5.5 strikeouts. Okay. And then the last one, college football tonight, Houston at Memphis. Okay. Dana Holgerson. I'll tell you, whatever happened with Houston, that game that they lost, who were they struggling with? Tulane or somebody? Or somebody they should have beat. They haven't been scoring like they should. Okay, but they're playing against Memphis, two conference foes that like to light up the scoreboard, usually, okay? And I personally see this game going over easy. It's 40, the total is 57.5, and I'm wondering how they're going to stay under 70. That's what I'm wondering. How would they stay under 70? Memphis and Houston, like I said, you got Holgerson and that great offense that he has, but like Houston, you know, they got a little bit of a quirky little bit of an offense too. It's more running attack based, but it's still solid. And they give you 35 points a game themselves. Okay, 34.4 to be exact. Houston. Okay, we're going to do this here. Okay, thank you. Pardon me, guys. I'm sorry. I could edit this out, but no, I'm not going to. Here we go. Houston, on the other hand, the Cougars, like I said, Memphis gives you 34.4. Houston with Dana Holgerson in that offense, he gives you 31, and they give up 34. So 57.5 as the over, as the under, over under. I don't see how that doesn't get over, like I said, over 70. I don't see how it goes under 70. So we're gonna go ahead and take that to go over, okay? Houston and Memphis. All right, so let's recap. And that's the normal spread, minus 114. So let's recap. Baseball, starting here at noon. We got Houston hosting the Tampa Bay Rays. We're going to take Houston's Shane Bieber to get us over 5.5 strikeouts. We just need him to get us 6 strikeouts, all right? At 4 p.m. Eastern, Seattle going up north over the border to take on Toronto. We're going to take Seattle on the money line. Okay? And then lastly, tonight, college football, 7 p.m. hour, we're taking Houston and Memphis. We're taking them to go over 57.5, all right? So there you have it. You got plenty of time to get online, get in line, and get to the bag. And you know the show's motto, if there's games to be played, there's money to be made. We'll be back tomorrow with more action and to recap today's action. But in the meantime, let's hook up on social media if we're not already. My Twitter is at Biggie Rothstein, BIGGIEROTHSTEIN. My Instagram is at Fame _ Rothstein, FAME_ROTHSTEIN. Okay? And please don't forget the backup page where we pay homage to former HBO boxing commentator Larry Merchant with the name at Betting Public, BETTINGPUBLIC. Please also my email address, FameRothstein@yahoo.com, FameRothstein@yahoo.com. And please don't forget to like, subscribe, sign up for notifications, leave comments, and most importantly, share the content that you see on the following two YouTube pages. First, the Betting Public Sports Show. Okay? And then also this one, BCDK_OH_GAME. All right? That's our sports betting game show. All right? But there you have it. Let's go get our action in. Let's be safe. Let's have an EFP day, all right? EFP. Every fucking pick. Okay? That's going to hit today. EFP. We done with the bullshit. Okay? We were in the morass. We're fighting out of that today. Starting today. You know, having the kind of, you know, stuff we have, of course we'll turn it around. But that just means we're about to go on a crazy run. And it starts today. Okay? EFP. All right? But let's be safe. Let's be courteous. And we'll talk tomorrow on video and the podcast. But until then, folks, be well. Peace.